On the phone with us, we've got Mike from Alien Ant Farm. Mike, what's going on?
What up, kids?
How are you
doing?
Where are you right now?
I'm in Pittsburgh. I just arrived here.
You just arrived in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, we just got here. There's a bunch of grannies in the lobby. As soon as I'm done here, we're going to go charm them. And then...
Did you say grannies in the lobby?
Grannies and do some good little boy stuff to them.
You said grannies in the lobby?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to go granny farming.
Just check.
Yeah, it's beyond cougars. This is like, you know what I'm saying.
You like those rug burns on the nipples, don't you?
Yeah, it's kind of nice, especially the ones like that have passed a few children through, you know, and they've like even had their grandchildren like around and stuff, so you could tell they've had a little wear and tear.
All right. Yeah, that's the best right there.
So you like them road hard and put away wet.
Mm.
Yes. So it's pretty festive down in the lobby here. So if anybody's in Pittsburgh and wants to join us here at the Comfort Inn.
The Comfort Inn. What's the address there for all of our Pittsburgh listeners? That'd be cool if somebody actually went down there, I think.
Yeah, you know, I don't even know, but it's in Pittsburgh. And if you could, like, get to it, then come on.
Go on down. Go join Alien Ant Farm and party. They're going to buy you booze on them, right?
I don't know. They can barely afford a Comfort Inn. I don't know if they can afford booze.
So tell us about the band. How's the band doing?
It's doing good, man. We just been on tour, like, with 311. About a month or so ago, we did, like, a little run around the States on our own. Like, a couple cozy little, dates and, like, clubs and stuff like that. We actually are kind of in the middle of, like, trying to find a label and all that. We made a record on Geffen.
Right.
And they kind of, I don't know, we're proud of it, whatever, but they weren't feeling it, so they're kind of dropping us or whatever. And
fuck them.
We're trying to figure out, like, a home for the record and to put it out and stuff. But until then, we've kind of, like, been, like, enjoying the fact that it kind of leaked on the Internet. There's actually a place you can go to, www.alienantfarm.tk, and you can actually download the whole record there for free if you
want. Nice. Thanks for letting our listeners know that.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Like, we're down. Like, right now, like, we don't know how or if or when the record's going to come out, so it's like, we just want people to hear it, and if they like it, then keep listening, and if not, then clear your hard drive and download something else or whatever. But you know what I'm saying? It's like we've been out there doing it and bootlegging it and doing whatever we can just to kind of, like, be out there. Like, we had the bus wreck a few years ago. That kind of knocked us off track a little bit.
Right.
And then we, like, put out that record after that, and, like, DreamWorks folded right after that, merged to Geffen. Went to Geffen, made a new record, and, you know, went in limbo with them. And so we're kind of like stepchild over there. And, and now we're just doing our thing, you know, trying to find a little home. And we got some good people that are, like, interested. So we'll see what happens.
On the phone, we have Mike from Alien Ant Farm. And so why you think Geffen dropped you because they don't think it'll be successful or what? They're just not feeling...
Well, I would think it's that teamed up with, I think, the whole rock thing. I mean, you're well aware that, like, radio stations have been, like, you know, going down for the rock stations and stuff. And like, pop and hip-hop are just a bigger market right now. And,
you know, let me tell you this. We've been playing What I Feel Is Mine ever since... Yeah, your management sent it to me, which is probably like 6 months ago. I'm just guessing, but we've been spinning the hell out of it. We dig it here.
Yeah, you know, I remember whenever our management, whatever, was telling me, like, about some of the different radio stations that were, like, receiving it well and all that. And it was just like, it's so cool, man. I mean, honestly, like, we're back to the grassroots and the way the kind of future music is and, like, with the whole satellite thing. Like, I'm a big Howard Stern listener, you know what I mean? So, like, his whole big move and all that was pretty awesome. And it's just like, you know, all the people, no matter which satellites or whatever, like, they're gonna make their way, and it's a way more, just free way of, it's like a free form and like a place where you can say whatever you want.
Like, that Bloodhound Gang actually on Geffen, also, they weren't getting any FM airplay, but they are getting a lot of satellite airplay.
Actually, the Bloodhound Gang has been banned by Clear Channel.
Yeah, they've been banned by some FM stations.
Yeah, they're pretty rowdy and all that. You know, we played a show with them in Salt Lake with all the Mormons, you know, watching and stuff. But it was pretty cool, man. Like, they're our music is really nothing alike, but they got, like, the same sense of humor, and it's fun, man.
They're really nice guys. Cool. Really nice guys. They've been on the show before.
Yeah, cool. They're cool, man. They're funny as hell. So.
I tell you what we're going to do. Why don't we play What I Feel Is Mine? It's a new cut off of your disc, and then when we come back... our listeners may or may not know, but Scott Stapp and 311 got in a little brawl, right? And you're on tour with 311, so why don't you tell us any inside info you know on that?
You want to wait, or do you want to?
Yeah, we'll play your song right now. Tell us about What I Feel Is Mine.
Okay, What I Feel Is Mine is one of those last songs that we wrote on the record. We just wanted to write some rock track, and me and Ty went off and wrote a couple guitar riffs and came back, and we put a song together in a matter of an hour or something like that the next day. So it was kind of a cool, I don't know, the way it all just came together. It was pretty easy and no hassle, and it's a fun song, and it's basically just about just kind of a dumb relationship. We write a lot of love songs, and it's kind of all we've been into. We're not super, super political activists. I mean, we definitely aren't proud of certain things, but we're not the most well-versed people. So this is just a little love song that kind of burned by your lover and stuff, and that's that.
That's the Alien Ant Farm with What I Feel Is Mine. And on the phone, we actually have Mike. He's an Alien Ant Farm. What's up?
Nada. Just sitting here in my hotel room, as I said, and watching The Aviator on silent.
Oh, okay. That's the best way to watch it.
You actually get TV at a Comfort Inn?
Yeah, I know. It's funny, man. We're in some pretty nasty digs lately. Mm.
I thought a Comfort Inn was a bathroom and a bed, and if you're lucky, you might get a shower.
A couple stains are complimentary.
It's pretty nice that they leave a few pubic hairs in the bed for you and stuff.
That's always a nice gesture.
Gives you something to cuddle up with at night.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're telling us.
You leave your dental floss at home, then you got some.
Exactly. You're telling us that you can download that song, or that whole album, actually, at alienantfarm.tk.
Yeah, www.alienantfarm.tk.
You guys are going the whole bootleg route because you guys got dropped by Geffen.
Yep.
Fuck Geffen.
Get it out there somehow, so.
Fuck Geffen. They killed Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, you know what, man? They're all crooks and they're all heroes, whatever it is. You know, they broke a lot of cool things, all the different, band or labels and stuff, but they all have wronged people. And, it's just part of the business. And if you stick it out, I guess maybe you have a career,
Yeah, just keep your shit on the internet. It'll get out there.
Right.
That's the thing. It's a new day, we were saying about the satellite radio and with the internet and all that stuff. It's awesome, man. It's everything has just been
FM has lost power. FM means shit anymore,
I know, man. And it's hard to even, get it in anyway, you know what I mean? So it's at least you can go, anywhere in the world and get, internet or satellite stuff as long as you're linked,
Right. Exactly. Real quick, tell us about what happened between 311 and Scott Stapp, because you're on tour with 311, and it was just recently in the news that 311 and Scott Stapp got in a little bit of a brawl in a hotel room.
Yeah, for one, I don't want to say 311, because it's it's not like it took all of them, It was a handful of them in there because whatever, they were hanging out in the hotel, and Scott Stapp happened to be in the same place, and the guy, I don't know, I was under the impression, I don't know them well, but I thought he was a nice Christian boy and all that stuff. And
actually, he's a major drunk.
No, I know, that's what I've learned and all that. And he just came in there and was just being a total jerk to people, throwing shot glasses at the bar, telling people, "That's not shit, blah, blah, blah," big bad guy or whatever. And
were you there, by the way? I want to stop you real quick. Were you actually there to see this?
No, I wasn't. I was in the bar right there, but I got first-hand information. And it was the one day of the tour that we were, broken off, And the funny part is we're always the ones who are getting in fights and doing stupid stuff because we're kind of the little wind-up toys and we have fun. But the one night that we're gone, the big brothers went out there and did some business, And it was crazy, man. These guys, 311, are the nicest guys, man. They aren't looking for trouble, And, they were just in there. I've been out there with them a million times, man, and they're so cool. And been drunk out of our minds, and nobody got, a bad attitude. And I guess, Scott was just to one of the guy's wives, kind of mouthing off and saying some rude stuff. And the guy didn't appreciate it. One of the other guys said, "Hey, man, went to buy him a drink and be cool. Hey, man, this is not... be cool, Scott just sucker punched the guy, and that was that. And then the other guy jumped on him, and then that was it, They kind of cleaned it up, and then they broke it up for a second, and Scott was on his back, done. He was done. And then he got up, So, you know, they're like walking him out, and he went back for more, and he got laid out again, twice, you know what I mean?
Did Scott know who he was dealing with there? Did he know that was 311? Or
I don't know, man. I know he was asking one. He thought one of the guys in the band was like Dave Grohl, was like, hey, and like,
jackass.
You know what I mean? And they're like, oh, you know, hey man, chill. Like we're not Dave Grohl. I'm just chilling, having a good time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so he was being a moron, man. And he'll probably like admit it. You know what I mean? When he's in the right state of mind. But from what I understand, man, he was pretty out there on one. So.
Hmm. I mean, it's karma, man.
You're looking for trouble, you're gonna get some, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think Scott Stapp's ever in the right state of mind. Listen to his music.
You know what, man? Whatever it is about him, like he's had a lot of success. So, like, I'll take a few punches to have some of the success that he had. But at the same time, you know what I mean? Like, you can't go around there acting like that, no matter who you think you are. You know.
I know. Who the fuck does he think he is? That's pretty.
Because I'm the drummer for Alien Ant Farm, and I could act like that, but not yet.
Well, we want to thank you for coming on the show, and we're going to wrap things up here. Your MySpace page is myspace.com/AlienAntFarm. Was that it?
Yeah, and we have our own band ones in there, too. They're on the front page, so if you want to link to any of us personally, we'll be up on there. Mm-hmm. And I actually answer all of our Ant Farm stuff and all of my own, and the other guys answer their stuff, too, so... We're definitely in the habit of getting in touch with our fans and staying in touch with them. I know that once you get on like a major label and stuff, a lot of bands tend to get out of touch because, you know, things get taken out of their hands and they get in that little like, you know, world of everybody does everything for you and you kind of lose touch and everybody gets upset and you wonder why and all that. And this is just, the internet and stuff is a way for everybody to stay more like close to each other. It's also a way for bands to receive too much bitching from people, but at the same time, man, it keeps it real and it keeps you humble and modest and keeps you like working hard about on music and all that stuff.